songbook to song number 330. 330, or if you want to use a songbook, if you don't, we have it on the screen. Good to see everyone. We're glad that you're here. Appreciate your presence very much. Just for a few minutes, I'd like to speak to you about some things concerning love. We don't have time to really do it justice, but we can move your mind a little bit, maybe, where you can study and further study about love, something that we need to give a lot of attention to. I want you to turn with me to John chapter 13. John chapter 13, verse 34. Jesus says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." So Jesus is telling us here that as Christians, as his followers, then we need to love each other. We need to care for one another. We would need to want the best for one another. We need to not just say those words, but we are to follow through with our actions too. When we claim that we are followers of Christ, we love one another. And he then says the identifying characteristic of those who belong to Christ is you love one another. And that's how you would identify that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. I want you to turn from that point to the book of 1 John. Same writer as far as the man is concerned, as we always know that the Holy Spirit is in direction here. But the same writer in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, and for God is love. And this is the love of God. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." Love one another. He loves us. And that's the beginning point. When we begin to talk about love, the beginning point is the love that God has for us, for mankind, for his creation. That God has love for mankind. That's the beginning point when we think about love. God loves us. We may not, there may be a period of time in our life we might not even understand that, what that means. And we may not understand how deep that is. That God would so love us that he would send his Son. And his Son would so love us that he would be willing to give himself to die, to be crucified, a horrible death in the flesh, that he would be crucified so that we might have opportunity to become children of God. And God Almighty, who loved us, put all things in motion from the beginning of time. And all that he had planned for mankind over and over and over again, taking care of those who were his people, to get to the point where his in due time, when it was right, then Christ would come into this world because God loves us. And Christ would die for us because God loves us. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 said, "For while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Can you imagine that? We didn't deserve that. We didn't deserve the love of God. that we were sinners. We were contrary to God. We didn't belong to Him. But even while we were still sinners, God had it so planned that Christ would die for our sins. That's the beginning in thinking about how deep this love is that God has for mankind, for us. Because God loves us, then we should love God. Because God loves us, we should love Christ. Because Christ loves us. Because God loves us, we should love one another. Because Christ loved us to the point where He would give Himself to die on the cross for our sins. Even while we were in our sins, even when we were undeserving, unworthy, that He would die for us. Can you imagine? That someone would care for mankind, for us, so much that He would put all those things in motion and to show us how much He loves us, to send His Son to die for us while we were sinners. Christ died for us. We read about the characteristics of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And that that teaches us all about love and what love is and how to identify love. And all the identifying characteristics of love, we can learn about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But time won't allow. So we just say, turn you back to the book of John, chapter 14. John chapter 14, began in chapter 13. Chapter 14, verse 15. Jesus is speaking, and He says, "If you love Me, keep My commandments. Do what I say. Do what God the Father says to do. He and the Father are as one, as Christ is identified. Keep My commandments." He's saying, be obedient. If you love Me, be obedient. Be faithful. Keep My commandments. If you have never obeyed the gospel of Christ, we want you to know this, that God loves you, that Christ died for your sins, and you have opportunity right now to be a child of God because God loves you and all things are put into place to get to this point where you could obey the gospel, be baptized for the remission of sin, and become a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, because God loves you. We need to remember that's where it starts. For God loves you. If you haven't obeyed the gospel, we ask you to consider that. Come forward if you like to. If you have become a Christian, but you have erred in some way, and you need to set those things right publicly, we encourage you to do that. We'll be glad to pray with you. Let us stand and sing together.